This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran is once again ratcheting up the rhetoric aimed at the United States, warning it will react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said today Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated, adding that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Meanwhile, there are the questions about U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off planned military strikes against Iran and what's to be expected next. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
It appears Iran is putting a new focus on cyber attacks. Key target, the U.S. We get a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say hackers believed to be working for the Iranian government have launched a series of offensive cyber attacks in recent weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and sectors of the U.S. economy, including oil and gas. Specifically, the firms say the hackers have sent waves of spear phishing emails, which mimic legitimate emails but contain malicious software. The National Security Agency would not discuss Iranian cyber actions specifically, but in a statement to the Associated Press, the agency says there have been serious issues with malicious Iranian cyber actions in the past. Ben Thomas, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is once again facing bad behavior charges from his past. Once again, they involve an account of